Well, I know that when they built Lake Falcon, they flooded Guerrero, and they built a new town there, or part of it, and Zapata. So what about San Ignacio? Did it, any of it go underwater?
No.
Why was that?
Well, because the water didn't... I think the government, they tried to move San Ignacio, but after the engineers saw that it wasn't necessary because the water wouldn't flood that town. So they didn't have to move San Ignacio.
Well, was Zapata, did it look like San Ignacio does today?
No, no, it was a very different town.
What was it like? Tell me what it was like, old Zapata.
Well, we were just a town just like this new spot here. I still have my house. That house that is just there, that's the house I used to live in the old times. But
so your old house wasn't flooded?
Yeah, it was flooded, but we moved it. Most everybody moved the house. They had big trucks and they were, most of the frame houses, they were moved from the old town to this new town.
Was there a plaza in Old Zapata?
Yes. Yeah, around the courthouse there. The old courthouse.
What was the old courthouse like? Did you work there?
I worked there. It was a big two-story building made of sand rock. The walls were about that thick.
About 3 feet thick?
About 2.5, I think. 2 feet. Huh. Maybe 20 inches.
A thick wall.
Yeah, it was a thick wall.
Was it an old building?
Yes, an old building. It was built in 1900. And it was about 40 or 50 feet high.
How did the people feel about the building the lake?
Some people, they didn't like it. I was working with the International Boundary Commission, and my job was to talk to the people and explain to those people that the town was going to be flooded someday, we didn't know when. And they had to move. And they just raised hell to me. Some of the people, they were sure, they were mad. They never thought that the town would be flooded.
So tell me about moving and about the flood and everything.
Well, in 1953, when the first town that was flooded was those towns below here, that was Lopeño and Falcón. And then the people, we got frightened here in the old town of Zapata, and we started moving.
You mean everyone was still living there?
Yeah, we're still living there, yeah. We exchanged lots. The lots in the old town Zapata, they gave us another lots here in the new town for the lots we had there.
Well, what about this new town? What was here before?
Nothing. It was just brush.
Did it belong to somebody?
It belongs to about 3 or 4 owners. They had cattle all around here.
So they just bought it from the owners?
Yeah, the government bought it from the owners.
I guess everything was new in town then,
though. Everything is new here.
Well, how did the people feel about moving suddenly? Did anybody stay and wait till the water came or anything?
No, most everybody moved. They didn't wait for the water because that water went about 8 or 10 feet above there.
Well, if you go out there now...
It's flooded. You can't see anything. I think so. I haven't been there for about 4 or 5 months, but I think it's... Everything is underwater. I don't think you can see anything there now.
So the people dive into the old buildings, like the old courthouse, or do they tear it down?
They tore it down.
They tore down everything?
Yes.